You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely. It's another edition of Kid Talk Radio with your host, Maria Wells, brought to you by
Rob Oscar Health and Wellness, Ministry of Fitness, Body Works Fitness, Body Fit Family Fitness Lake Park, Destiny Fitness, and Heart Rise Fitness.
And now, here's Maria on Newstalk 105.9 WBGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, along with my husband, Jim Wells. Hey, Jim, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. A little wet and cold outside, but we're doing good.
It's a lot wet and cold, not just a little. We are trying to go Facebook Live, so if you want to pull us up on Facebook, you can go to Maria Lane Wells on my Facebook page. I did not do it on Fit Talk Radio. I'm not really sure why I didn't, but that's okay. I just did it on my personal page, but we are Fit Talk Live, I hope, right here from Black Crow Media and Fit Talk Radio. Mike, how you doing today?
Doing pretty good.
Good. Glad to see you today. It's all going well in your week, in your world?
Yeah, everything's pretty good over here.
Well, Mike is our board guy, and we really like him a lot. And, Mike, thank you for the great job that you're doing for us here.
Not a problem. Glad to do it.
Okay. Tonight, Jim, we've got Dr. Jake Cross going to be with us.
Good. He's been here before. Very knowledgeable young man.
He is a very knowledgeable young man. He has just got his degree as a chiropractor, and they're opening up Valdosta Spine and Sport Chiropractic Clinic, him and his wife, here in Valdosta, Georgia. So Valdosta boy made very good.
And will Mrs. Croft, Lacey, be joining us tonight?
I think so.
Okay.
She's coming with me. I think she's going to be his office manager. I think they're trying to get their office set up. But Dr. Croft is going to be a regular with us on Fit Talk Radio. So
great.
Part of our Fit Talk family.
Glad
he's going to be with us monthly and do a monthly segment. So I hate that him and his wife didn't join us last week for our Blood Connection show. The one that you love so much.
Yeah, I love it.
No, you don't. No. He's a good husband now, but he's not. He didn't like all that lovey-dovey stuff he said.
I like it. I just don't like to talk about it.
Okay. He likes it, but he didn't like to talk about it.
Actions speak louder than words.
Well, listen, you know, what great guests we have.
But it's Fit Talk. We got to talk.
We got to talk about it. And, you know, that we had great guests. It was a great show last week.
It was fun. I enjoyed the couples
we
had.
We did video it, but we didn't do it live. And but we had some pretty funny segments in it. And Mike just told me that he may be able to edit it for us, so we may be showing some of that on Facebook live in the coming week.
Okay, good.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had Felicia and Kesley Allen. We had Melissa and Sean Eikenberry. We had Jim and Teresa Adams, and Shannon and Dan Watkins. Great couple.
And Maria and Jim Wales.
That goes without saying, since we were the host. Myself, since we're on Facebook Live, by any chance, I just want to make sure we're doing it all right. But tonight, we're going to carry on in February because it's Heart Healthy Month. And so we're going to be talking about some things to do that if we're heart healthy and that that help us from having a heart attack. And if we are doing some things that we shouldn't be doing, maybe we're going to try to make some changes, so that our hearts can be healthy. I took an assessment a while ago, and of course I'm 60, and it said my heart was only 54 years old.
And what were you hoping for?
Well, I was hoping for like 44 or 34.
I bet you were.
You know, I mean, I don't smoke. I haven't drank hardly. No heart disease in my family. I would have thought it would have been a lot younger than that, but you know, it said my heart is 54 years old. We're going to have to take the test and see what it says about you.
Yeah, I'll take the test. I'm curious.
Yeah, there's one online that you can go and do, and it will tell you the age of your heart, which I guess 6 years younger than I am is not too bad.
No, if you're younger than your actual age, that's why.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
yeah.
That sounds good.
But I would have thought with no heart disease in my family and, you know, all those healthy things that I've done.
Just think how you'd feel.
All that chocolate.
I think how you'd feel if it came back 88 years old or something, you know.
Well, I would not have been happy about that, that's for sure. But anyway.
That 54 looking better and better.
That 54 is looking really good. It's younger than you.
Correct.
So, hey, I would take that. But on another note, right here, we're going to show Southern Muscle God, Rachel Payne from the House of Payne, some new Southern Muscle God, the 2020. This is a magazine that will, that bodybuilders and people who are going to compete in bodybuilding will be, this will be their Bible for a whole year. Give them all the shows.
Male and female, bikini athletes, figure, physique.
Wellness, all those, yes. And, of course, on the front cover is our new Mr. Olympia.
Brandon Curry.
There you go. And it's about his family and life. And I think Rachel's done a really good job this year of producing and being the publisher of Southern Muscle God. And there's a lot of good articles in there and even an article about one of our local people here in town. So I let them just go through there and try to find the article. But you might want to pick one up. I'm going to take some over to the gyms here in town to Body Works, to Kesley and Felicia and Jamail, and we'll send some to Melissa Eikenberry, and we'll drop them off to HeartRise. And so there'll be a few magazines here. And if you are a competitive bodybuilder and you want to know what shows are available to you in 2020, you'll have them right here in Southern Muscle Guys.
Great. And I saw the schedule. Right above that schedule of the shows, the competitions, I did notice it says something about Fit Talk Radio.
We are the sponsor for the schedule in the magazine. We are the sponsor of those pages. So definitely you want to pick this magazine up and
I was looking through it earlier this evening, and I really didn't get a chance to go through the whole thing, but what little bit I did see glancing through it, it looks good, and Rachel Payne did a good job with this.
She has done a very good job, and it's thicker than it was last year.
Yeah, I noticed that.
So kudos to her for doing such a great job of being the publisher of this magazine. So I'm excited, and of course, in the listing there is our NPC Peach State bodybuilding show coming up in Tifton, Georgia, October the 3rd. So we didn't buy a big ad, but we are listed in the schedule of events in October. So, and Georgia has quite a few new shows coming up here that we've never had before, so that's kind of exciting.
That's right. More shows, more opportunities to compete right here in the state of Georgia than I can ever remember.
Yes, ever, ever. And a new division, the Wellness Division. You were there at the meeting the other Saturday. I was there, but I was not there. I was in the hotel being sick. So tell the people who are listening just a little bit about what the Wellness Division is going to be about.
All right. Well, this is a division for females. And the way it was described, you know, there are certain athletes, for example, and they said maybe trainers. Trainers, if you have someone that you're getting ready for a show, and maybe they're a dancer, or they were a track and field athlete, or a gymnast, or whatever. And they said some of these athletes sometimes you'll put them on the diet, and they really lean out and respond to the diet very well in the upper body, but they're going to continue to have the big legs and the glutes, more glutes and more legs than what you would find on your typical, say, bikini competitor competitor.
Right. And I've seen that before.
And so this is the division for them.
Good deal. I like that.
They are fit. You know, these competitors are fit. They're healthy. But because of genetics or whatever, they're bigger in the glutes and the upper legs than some of their peers are. So there's a division for them. And I'm told that this division started in Brazil, that the Brazilians are doing very well at the competitions right now. But everybody else will catch up.
Well, I guess it's maybe it started in Brazil from the Brazilian butt lift.
I wouldn't know about that.
Well, there is such a thing. There's a whole exercise about the Brazilian buttock lift.
Yeah, we'll have to take your word for all that.
Okay. Well, yes, and there's Brazilian butt lift exercises that we Americans do.
Okay.
So there you go. Maybe that's what started all. You never know. You can never tell what really starts some of these trends.
You might be right.
Well, so we've got a good show planned tonight. Like I said, February has been devoted to heart health and love. And like I said, Dr. Jake Croft's going to be here with us later for his monthly segment. So I'm excited about that.
Good.
All right. Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. This is 105.9 WBGA Fit Talk Radio.
Body Works Fitness offers personal training and a variety of free fitness classes, along with free tanning and brand new cardio equipment with TVs on every machine. Located at 4510 8 Bell North Drive, just off North Fidelsa Road, Body Works Fitness has 24/7 access 365 days a year. Owners Jamel Watson and Kesley Allen are here to help you reach your fitness goals. Oh, and did they mention no contracts? Be sure to check out their Lake Park location. Call them today, 229-253-9977. Body Works Fitness.
Hello everyone, Brad here with Destiny Fitness. Did you know that your health is your most valuable possession you own? At Destiny Fitness, we prioritize your needs and goals by offering you 24-hour, 7-day-a-week access to all of our clubs, along with 12 convenient locations throughout Middle and South Georgia for only $19.95 a month with no extended contract. We also have a completely separate ladies-only area for women who prefer a private workout setting. So stop by at Destiny Fitness today or visit us online at destinyfitness.com. You can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Destiny Fitness, your destination for a happier new you.
My name is Sean Eikenberry. My wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Godoffice. We are locally owned and operated, and Melissa and I are both military veterans. Our 10,000 square foot gym is equipped with a top of the line light fitness weight and cardio equipment. And we have 5 training beds and also a daycare. Additionally, we have certified personal trainers on staff, and we offer group fitness classes to include Zumba, Fitmix, Spin, and our most popular boot camp. Melissa started the first boot camp in Godoffice over 8 years ago. You can view our website at wintervillefitness.com, find us on Facebook or Instagram, or call 469-4292. Stop by today and check out Wintersville Fitness where you can build a better you.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria Wells on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, along with my husband, Jim Wells. And if we're Facebook Live, honey, so they heard everything we said a while ago. I'm not listening to you and you're not listening to me.
That's right. That's what we figured out. I was talking to her, for those who are not watching, I was talking to her, and she had still had her headset on, so she didn't hear a word I was saying.
No, and that's what he does me at home, ladies. So
even though I don't have a headset on at home.
No, he says,
I don't have a good excuse.
You don't have a good excuse. That's absolutely right. But, hey, I want to send out a big, excited hand clap to Kesley and Jamel over at Body Works because they are opening a brand new gym in Albany,
Georgia.
Saturday, yay! You know, they had took over the old Harvey's building there in Albany. That is just fantastic.
It's huge.
It is. It's up there in East Albany, and I can't wait to go there. And we're going to do, we'll do a Facebook Live and do a remote from over there soon. Just as soon as they give us some dates and times they want us to come over there. So that's going
to
be
good. Looking exciting. Forward to that. Yeah.
That is very exciting. That, I think that gives them two gyms in Lowndes County, one in Daugherty County, and I think they're working on one in Mississippi, I think Jamel told me. So,
okay.
So they're really, really on the ball with Body Works.
Very
so
good.
That's just really, really exciting. Well, it's Heart Healthy Month, and like I told the listening audience a while ago, I said that how old is your heart? What is the age of your heart? Test, the assessment online. You can go online and just type in what is your heart age and it'll bring up and there's a heart assessment test that you can take. And that will tell you what the age of your heart is. And it's based on a lot of different things. Whether you were a smoker, whether you were a drinker, whether you have heart disease in your family, if you're an exerciser. And, of course, in a few minutes, we're going to be talking about, you know, what are some healthy exercises for your heart. But, like I said, I was a little disappointed that, you know, I'm 60 and it said my heart health was, age was 54. But, you know, 6 years younger, that's good.
I would think anything that's younger than your actual age is
good. Yeah, I would think so. But I had I checked all the good boxes.
Right.
And it still only gave me 6 years. That's kind of... But I might not have my glasses on, so I might have checked the wrong box. I see. You know, just like I bought the wrong cracker last night.
Thank goodness it was a heart test, not a vision test.
Yeah, thank goodness, because if I don't have these glasses on, guess what?
Can't see.
I can't see, and I don't get stuff right sometimes. So, what you got in there on heart health?
Well, from the Heart Foundation, about some tips on how to keep your heart healthy. So, one is to be smoke-free. Being smoke-free is one of the best things you can do to protect your heart. No surprise there.
That's right.
And you said that was even on the test that you
That's
did.
That's on one of the tests, yes. That was on the test. And I'm not a smoker. You're not a smoker.
Right. And it's a wonder because so many in my family actually do smoke,
they
unfortunately.
Do. You do have a lot of smokers in your family. I don't have any smokers. Well, I take that back. My parents, my dad smoked for a short time when he was younger, and he said he just put the pack of cigarettes down, and that was the end of that.
That just never appealed to me.
Never appealed to me either. I don't like the smell of it. I don't even like to walk into a building where there's smoke, where smokers have been, and it gets in my hair and my clothes. When my hair was long, I used to hate that because it was a whole major ordeal to wash that long hair. So I didn't really like that. But, you know, it's not so much so now with this short hair. But yeah, I don't like the smoke getting in my clothes and my hair. Secondhand smoke is bad, too.
I quit the same day I tried it. You know, I tried it once, and that was it. I'm like, okay, don't need that.
I've never tried it.
I was about seven. You know, seven,
really?
7 or 8 years. Like, you know, when you're that young, you got to try everything. You know, he's like, somebody dares you to do something, you got to do it, right?
Oh, my goodness. Did you choke and
gag? Go ahead and do that stuff and get it out of the way while you're young, right?
I didn't
choke and gag. I just didn't like the taste.
Oh, you know? Really?
Didn't like the taste. I'm like, well, why would anybody pay money to do this? It's nasty.
It's a very expensive habit.
It's a bad thing.
It is a very expensive habit. I could not believe it. I think it was your sister, actually, from Ohio. We were talking about, you know, packs of $7, $8, $9 for a pack of cigarettes.
They've gotten ridiculous. Yeah, yeah. Because I can remember once upon a time when they were less than a dollar a pack, and now there's $5, $6, $7, depending on what kind you get, I think, $5, $6, $7, $8 a pack.
And if you're smoking 2 or 3 packs a day, I mean, you're wasting a lot of money on that.
Yeah.
Plus, it's going to kill your heart, and you're not missing your lungs. You know, I mean, goodness gracious. Well, okay, so definitely don't smoke. If you do smoke, please go to your doctor, try to get off of smoking and get a nicotine. I mean, there's all kind of ways now to help you get to quit smoking.
All right, and another tip on this list for keeping your heart healthy is to manage your cholesterol.
Okay, I guess I did realize. I think that was a question, too. My cholesterol's just a little high. What about yours?
You
have no idea.
I don't know, but I've known in the past, but I haven't had that checked recently. It's been a while. But I know.
But now, why would you not be on top of that, Jim, when you have heart disease in your family? When you have had a problem in your younger years?
Well, that's true. I did have an issue. I was 30 or 31, you know, and had a scare. But, and that's a matter of fact, that's when I remember they told me that my cholesterol was extremely high.
Wow.
And, you know, at that age, I never really thought about it too much. But, and I did exercise at the time, and I was not overweight. But when I think about my diet at the time, you know, I ate a lot of protein. And at the time, I didn't even eat clean protein necessarily. Mm. I love fried food. You know, now I've kind of backed off of it, you know. And
yeah, we don't eat a lot of fried food.
These years. It's not that I don't like it, but, you know, I know now that the bacon broiled or, you know, that is healthier for you. But, oh, yeah, I mean, come on. Who doesn't like fried chicken and, you know, fried fish and fried pork chops and all that? I just love it. And bacon, I mean, sit down for breakfast, bacon and eggs. I mean,
I have my 2 pieces of bacon almost every morning.
Oh, but I love
my bacon.
Come on, that's just teasing, 2 pieces of bacon. You know, I mean, I wanted like 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 eggs and close to a pound of bacon.
No.
That's
too much.
I can make a meal out of bacon. Love bacon. But, you know, I've cut back.
Right.
You know, now,
right.
I still would like to eat 1/2 to 1 pound of bacon each breakfast, but I eat about 1 to 2 slices. That's it. 1 to 2 strips of bacon when I have bacon. Sometimes I don't even have it. But, you know, yeah, my diet was the contributing factor to that cholesterol because I wasn't, you know, I wasn't overweight. And, a lot of things, well, I mean, I had a heart attack, you know, shockingly, at age 30 or 31. And I was just shocked.
And heart disease runs in your family.
It does. And my doctor said, you got two things working against us. He said, you know, obviously you're not overweight, you're active, you're healthy, but he said you've got family history and your cholesterol's through the roof. So can't do anything about my family history, but I could just about my diet. So I did. And years later when I had it checked, it was down. It was in the normal range, but that was years ago, and right now I couldn't tell you what my cholesterol level is.
When was the last time you went to the doctor? I know I'm married to you and been with you for 14 years, but
I don't know.
I'm going to be a very wealthy widow, honey, if you don't go to the doctor.
I can tell you this, though. This is a true story. This is kind of funny. I don't know how old I was. It was years and years ago, before we were ever married. My appendix ruptured, and I had to go to the hospital. And I was in extreme pain. And when I got to the emergency room, I didn't know what was wrong. And the ER doctor, I was telling him, describing my pain. I'm kind of moaning and groaning a little bit. And I'm like, man, can I get something for the pain? Can I get some kind of medication here? They didn't give me anything.
Right.
And I didn't realize until later when I talked to my doctor. He said, yeah, the guy that was on duty at ER, he called me and said, hey, you're this guy's, this is one of your patients, this is your doctor, you're his doctor. He said, yeah. He said, I got this guy in here. He said, he's just doubled over, claims that he's in pain. I'm not sure what's wrong with him, but, I don't know if he's really in pain or if he just wants pain medicine or what's going on. And my doctor said, who is it? What's his name? And he told him my name. He said, that's Jim Wells. And my doctor said, if Jim Wells is in there, you better give him some medicine. He said, I've been his doctor for 8 years, and he's been to me twice. He said, both times he came to me, he needed surgery. He's been to me twice in 8 years and needed surgery both times. Give him some pain medicine. Which they did, and then guess what? I needed surgery.
You needed surgery. Had to give your appendix out, so. Well, at least that.
But they had ruptured by the time I got the doctor.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I kept thinking, oh, this will, it'll go away. It'll go away.
That's why I know I'm going to be a rebel.
I'm not going to the doctor, a rebelliate. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, I'm going to be a rich widow.
So keep track of your cholesterol, even though I've not been doing a good job of that lately. But I'm gonna get that check one of these years.
Yeah, we're gonna get that check next week, folks out there listening. And don't put it off like Jim is doing. I'm not gonna fire you because you're not preaching what
No, I'm not practicing what I'm preaching. No, not in that case. And manage your blood pressure. Keep track of that. I do know what my blood pressure is. Pretty much. And it's good. It's very good.
Mine's good, too. Mine's usually on the...
That's easy. You go to the grocery store and you sit down,
right.
The store and get it.
Right.
Yeah. That's easy. Your blood pressure's good, too?
Yeah, I have low blood pressure. They always think I'm dying because my blood pressure's so low.
Okay. Next is manage diabetes.
Yep.
All right. You probably know more about that than I do.
Well, I have insulin resistance, which is the precursor to type 2 diabetes, but mostly mine is because of, having hypothyroidism and all the stuff that's going on in my body. So, there's lots of people out there that have diabetes, type 2 and type 1, so they really have to keep that in check. And you can correct type 2 diabetes with your diet.
Right.
You can.
And this diabetes is one of those things that I didn't know anything about it, and surprisingly, people in my family, most of them have not had a problem with that.
That's great.
Yeah, and given their eating habits, that's amazing. But it's just not something anyone close to me has struggled with.
Right.
So until you start talking about your issues,
right.
I didn't know anything about it, and I still don't know a lot about it, but you're up on that a lot more than I am.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely, if you have trouble with it, insulin resistance can cause a lot of things, and it can cause you to have type 2 diabetes, and if you don't keep it in check, insulin resistance will make you gain a lot of weight because your body's not using insulin properly, and it can cause you, like I said, to have type 2 diabetes, which would cause you then to have diabetic medication. But sometimes for me, because my insulin fluctuates so much, if I don't eat enough, it will bottom out. And then I just, you know, then I have to eat some sugar or drink some Coke or something to get it back up there. So it can certainly work against you, and you want to keep that in check for your heart health, for sure.
All right. And next is be physically active, and we are both advocates of that. We've been preaching that for forever.
Well, that's what Fit Talk Radio is all about, yeah, and what our 42 years of our lives have been about, exercise. And the doctor recommends that you have 150 minutes of exercise per week for your heart.
Okay, that's very manageable. Even for someone who's, oh, I'm busy, that's not much.
They are saying brisk walking. In other words, where you get that heart pumping. I think this is the key. Running, of course, running would definitely get your heart pumping and going. Swimming. To me, I love swimming. I'll get out of breath and my heart will start pumping in a heartbeat. That swimming, you really exert a lot of energy when you're swimming.
And it's low impact.
It's very low impact. Yes,
zero impact.
Yeah, zero impact. That's right. And it's so I really like to do that. Playing tennis is another one that they say is great for your heart.
I like that.
Jumping rope, and there were now I can jump rope. But that battle rope, if you're ever at the gym, mm-hmm, yeah, and you have that battle rope, which is a very big, thick rope, that will get that heart rate up just like you were jumping rope or running. And, of course, it will burn your shoulders, too. But, man, that thing will get you out of breath in a hurry, too.
Right. Yeah, matter of fact, the last cardio session I did just a few days ago, I did battle ropes.
That was, and you can do them one arm at a time or, you know, or do them together, but... Yeah, that's a really, really good way to do it. And, of course, your treadmill is very good. Your stationary bike, of course, that stepper is great. The Jacob's ladder is great. Of course, the better you get at any exercise, whether you start with the bike and move to the treadmill, then go to the elliptical, you know, those get harder and harder, you know, all the way
up. That Jacob's ladder is challenging.
Oh,
too.
My goodness.
That first time I ever got on that. Wow, that looked easy, but it was not easy.
Right. But if you don't have access to a gym and can't get to a gym, you know, that brisk walking, running, or running and
right,
then walking, running, do it in intervals, that is a great way. I've learned to train that way. I like to train that way, to interval train, do some kind of power exercise and then a cardio, you know, and break it up like that. For me, that works really good for me for weight loss, and for getting the heart up, and for strengthening my body. I really like that.
Right. Next on our list, achieve and maintain a healthy weight. That's another one that just goes right along with what we've been preaching forever.
Right. Obesity is not good on your heart, for sure, because it makes the heart work twice as hard, and makes your joints work twice as hard. You know, you can't go upstairs fast enough. When I was taking some medicine, you know, last year, and I had gained some weight, that was so hard. I mean, I would go up 2 or 3 steps, and I would just
be huffing and puffing.
I would be out of breath. That's
yeah,
right. I mean, it was really, really, not only was my clothes not fitting, and not only did I not like the way that I looked, but, I mean, I could tell that it was really taking a toll on my heart. Even that extra 10 or 15 pounds was not good for me. I could really tell that.
Normal things, going up
yeah,
and down a couple stairs, getting in and
exactly,
out of the car, whatever.
Exactly. It was very, very hard. So,
also on this list, enjoy a variety of nutritious foods.
What are some heart-healthy foods? Do you know?
Actually, yes. Come across a list of heart-healthy foods. And fortunately, I like most of these. Of course, I'm not too particular when it comes to food. I like most foods. But leafy green vegetables.
Okay,
no
good.
No surprise there.
Spinach, like spinach and salad and kale and all kind of good stuff.
Whole grains.
Mm-hmm.
Berries.
We like berries.
Avocados.
Great food. Superfood.
Fatty fish and fish oil.
That's why they tell you to take fish oil tablets.
Walnuts.
We love nuts.
Beans. Dark chocolate. You're not a big fan of dark chocolate. I like dark chocolate.
I like dark chocolate, but you know,
I prefer
milk chocolate. But dark chocolate is good for you for sure. It is very, very good for you.
And tomatoes. And I like tomatoes, whether they're sliced or whether they're in Italian dishes. And, of course, we're pretty well stocked up on tomatoes right now because my dear mother sent us some canned tomatoes out of the garden up there in Ohio.
Yep, she cans them. I mean, actually does the canning.
In the big jars.
In the big jars, in the big ball jars.
And then when we visit, and they load us up and say, here, take some of these with you. And so then when we make our dishes, whether it's chili or spaghetti sauce or whatever, we have access to those good, delicious tomatoes. It makes a difference.
It does make a difference in the taste, absolutely.
Also on the list, almonds, and I love almonds. Seeds, whether it's flax, hemp seeds, too, they gave as an example. I like sunflower seeds,
mm-hmm.
pumpkin seeds,
mm-hmm.
garlic, which I like that in my dishes, my Italian dishes. I put garlic even in chili. And a lot of times when I'm making a spice rub for meats, I'll put garlic in my rub that I make. Olive oil. All right, now this one I'm not familiar with. Yeah, I hope I'm saying it right. Edamame. Edamame. And they say it's a type of soybean common in Asian foods.
I never heard of it. That's what new one on me.
And last on this particular list is green tea. I've tried that.
I don't care for green tea, but
I'm more
of
a coffee drinker. But you know, I'm not opposed to it. You know, when I was dieting, doing a competition diet, I would drink a lot of green tea. So those are some good, healthy, heart-healthy foods.
Well, you know, your heart is your engine, just like your engine in your car. The heart is the engine of your body. And, you know, proper heart health can vastly improve the quality of your life. And if that heart's not working good, the rest of your body's not really going to work that well for you. You know, keep moving, quit smoking, eat heart-healthy foods, eat that dark chocolate, don't overeat. And one of the last ones is don't stress and try to do, you know, exercise every day. And if you go online, there's all kinds of 4 to 5 to 10 minute exercises that you can do during the day to get yourself moving. So, I mean, there's with the internet now, there's you can read up on anything, you can do anything. I mean, it's just a vast of knowledge. If you just go there and you can pretty much find anything you need.
Google makes you smarter.
Google makes you smarter. That's right. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll tell you what's coming up next here in just a minute. This is 105.9 WBGA Fit Talk Radio.
Body Works Fitness offers personal training and a variety of free fitness classes along with free tanning and brand new cardio equipment with TVs on every machine. Located at 4510A Bell North Drive, just off North Philosophy Road, Body Works Fitness has 24/7 access 365 days a year. Owners Jamel Watson and Kesley Allen are here to help you reach your fitness goals. Oh, and did they mention no contracts? Be sure to check out their Lake Park location. Call them today, 229-253-9977. Body Works Fitness.
Hello everyone, Brad here with Destiny Fitness. Did you know that your health is your most valuable possession you own? At Destiny Fitness, we prioritize your needs and goals by offering you 24-hour, 7-day-a-week access to all of our clubs, along with 12 convenient locations throughout Middle and South Georgia for only $19.95 a month with no extended contracts. We also have a completely separate ladies-only area for women who prefer a private workout setting. So stop by at Destiny Fitness today, or visit us online at destinyfitness.com. You can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Destiny Fitness, your destination for a happier new you.
My name is Sean Eikenberry.
My wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Godoffice. We are locally owned and operated, and Melissa and I are both military veterans. Our 10,000 square foot gym is equipped with the top of the line life fitness, weight, and cardio equipment. And we have 5 training beds and also a daycare. Additionally, we have certified personal trainers on staff, and we offer group fitness classes to include Zumba, FitMix, Spin, and our most popular boot camp. Melissa started the first boot camp in Godoffice over 8 years ago. You can view our website at wintersvillefitness.com, find us on Facebook or Instagram, or call 469-4292. Stop by today and check out Wintersville Fitness, where you can go to better use.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria Wells on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Welcome back to Fit Talk Radio on WBGA. I'm here with Maria and also our first guest tonight.
Well, welcome Dr. Jake Cross here from Valdosta Spine and Sport Clinic right here in Valdosta, Georgia. Hey, Jake, how are you?
I'm doing great, Ms. Maria. How are you doing?
I am doing great. We're so excited about your new venture here in Valdosta, and congratulations. And where is your lovely wife?
Thank you so much. She's taking off the last few things on the list to get the office ready, you know. Putting up walls, putting up doors, stuff like that, took a long time, but we did not anticipate the vacuuming, the cleaning, the putting stuff on the walls, all that kind of stuff at the very end. We didn't think that far ahead, I guess. So we're kind of rushing. We're rushing here at the end to get everything, looking good, to get it in the best. We're perfectionists, but it's never going to be perfect, but getting it looking the best that we possibly can, for when we open Monday.
So the opening date is Monday, then?
Yes, ma'am, Monday the 24th.
Well, tell everyone that's listening exactly where you are again.
Sure. It's 603 North St. Augustine Road. If you're on Chick-fil-A, it's at the corner of Norman and St. Augustine. You just come down St. Augustine, like you're headed towards 84, and it's right there on the left. We have a gigantic sign on the side of the road that has our logo on it, so I'm you would be hard-pressed to miss it when you were heading down that way.
Well, we'll drive that way and take a look at it and take a picture of it, Jake. How about that?
That sounds good to me.
All right. Well, we've been talking about heart health. February is Heart Health Month, and the Heart Association has given us some great guidelines. So Jim and I have been talking about that. But you're going to be with us monthly, and so this will be your monthly segment. So just welcome to Fit Talk Radio and to our family.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to it. All right, so we'll dive right in. Tonight we're going to be talking about the biopsychosocial model of health. And that sounds like a big, scary word, but you've probably heard it more referred to as something like holistic healthcare. And what that simply means is that our bodies are more than a sum of the parts, right? So they work together in a more complex environment and interaction type of system than they do just, they never operate independently, the systems, and not only just body systems, but like physical health from mental health, from social health, that type of stuff. It's just a way of looking at health and also, therefore, a lack of health if there's, in the case of like an injury or a condition or something like that. It's more than just looking at the physical. More than just looking at, say, this is a broken bone, this is a torn ligament, this is so-and-so.
And let me ask you this.
Yeah,
so in doing this, if something goes wrong with one part of the body,
it can mess up everything.
It affects everything else. Is that what you're trying to say?
It can, absolutely. More so that the effects of our body on that injury rather than the injury on the body, if that makes sense.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And this would be obviously opposed to the traditional biomedical model. So biopsychosocial model as opposed to the biomedical model. Which is just your traditional medical model. Nothing necessarily harmful in that. It's just what we're finding out is that the biopsychosocial, looking at the body and the person, truly the person as a whole in relation to whatever the injury or condition is a little more comprehensive and helps you get a little bit of a better grasp on that condition than simply looking at only the physical. And so it looks at different factors. And specifically interactions between those factors of physical, psychological, and then socio-environmental. So that's where the biopsychosocial word comes from, or BPS model. So the interactions of those different factors in the instance of an injury or a condition or a disorder or something like that, something along those lines. But you can break that word up into three different things and take off a bite-sized piece and then learn that and get informed on that instead of trying to tackle the whole thing at one time. That's what I'm going to attempt to do tonight. I'm going to attempt to break that word apart into its three different parts and explain it in as great detail as I can. But it's a very complex idea and a very complex issue that is still very important to know and understand and make sure that your health care is being viewed in that manner, if that makes sense. So let's take off that first part, bio. That would just stand for biology. So that is the physical aspect of a condition because while it's not everything, it is something. And so this is a nitty-gritty anatomy and physiology of a condition, of an injury. And if you don't know what those words mean, because I didn't before I took a class that told me what it meant, anatomy is the structure. Okay, so let's think of a ligament, right? So that is the structure, the connective tissues that form that ligament, that structure. And then physiology is the function of the anatomy. So what does that anatomy do? What does that structure do? So a ligament connects bones to bones, provides stability to our body, allows us to get up and walk, allows us to move, things like that.
So anatomy, you're learning parts is parts.
There you go.
Physiology, what does part do?
100%. You got it. Simple as that. Being a Dr. Z, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so let's break down an injury, biology. If you can, picture in your head with me a bar graph, a simple bar graph. And so one side of that graph has tissue integrity. And when I say tissue integrity, I mean just the strength of any given tissue in your body. So let's call it a muscle, let's call it a ligament, let's call it a bone, anything like that. And then the other side of that chart has stress level. So whatever structure, whatever tissue that we're talking about in your body has a certain load that it can withstand before it gives, before it can no longer support that load. And that load is the stress level, right? So if the tissue integrity, if we're looking at a bar graph, or if you can just picture the two, tissue integrity, if tissue integrity is greater than stress level, okay, then there is no injury. But if stress level is greater than tissue integrity, there is injury. Simple as that across the whole body. Okay, so a bone, right? Any bone. Pick any bone in your body. That bone can withstand a certain amount of load before it breaks. Okay? If the strength of that bone is greater than the stress level that it is under, that bone will not break. But if the stress level then reaches a level higher than that of its strength, of its tissue integrity, that bone will break. That is the biology portion of an injury. So biopsychosocial, biology, right? But it's not everything. You can't fix a broken bone. You can't fix a torn ACL by only taking into account the physical, right? So then we'll go to the next one, biopsychosocial model of health, psychology. So when I talk about psychology, right, I'm in relation to the BPS model. I'm not necessarily, or holistic healthcare model, I'm not necessarily talking specifically about something like, say, schizophrenia. That's still an incredibly important and involved psychological issue. But with this, in relation to the biopsychosocial model, I'm more so thinking about emotional ties to pain or injury, right? Emotional ties to pain or injury and thinking about a patient's positive or negative outlook on that pain or injury. And then one of the biggest ones, in my opinion, is that patient's beliefs and expectations in terms of treatment of that injury. Because what we've seen and what we're continuing to see is that psychological thoughts or your psychological state, so think of it as your mindset on something, it could, or psychological stress, could manifest in physical pain. Does that make sense? So your body,
absolutely.
Yeah, your mind connects to your body, and psychological stress can manifest in physical pain. So therefore, your psychological outlook on something can impact, say, the prognosis of an injury or a pain.
Okay, I think we have a caller on the line. And who do we have calling in?
Hey, it's Herb. I just want to check in. Dr. Jack, I'm going to tell you that what you're saying is truly amazing, but for folks that are, like, not of college level like me, you're way above me right now. I mean, I know when things hurt, when things get broke, when things get stretched, when things get sprained, and we have to keep a positive attitude about a lot of stuff, but wow, have you just jumped into this one. I have not been able to follow you for the last few minutes, but I've been trying.
I understand.
Well, let me offer this.
Sure.
Because when you were speaking, I was reminded of my coaching days, and I would have an athlete
mm-hmm.
who has an injury.
Yes, sir.
An athlete, it seemed to me, and now I'm thinking this is true,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't just my imagination, but an athlete, you know, there's people who are mentally strong, mentally mm-hmm. healthy, and emotionally strong.
Yes.
It seemed like they could do two things. Number one, they could push through the injury and say, oh, yeah, I can still do this, whereas someone who is not quite as strong mentally and emotionally,
sure.
and even spiritually,
yes.
I can't do that. This just hurts too much. I can't do that.
Right.
And the second thing was, they usually bounce back and healed quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So is that maybe that was not just my imagination?
No, not at all. And so this example might help you. Did you say your name was Herb?
I am, and the reason I can deal with some of the stuff that you're talking about, I try to have a positive outlook about everything. I died in a car wreck in 2010.
Oh, wow.
My legs were broken in 24 places. It took me 3 years to learn how to walk. But I decided that I really wanted to learn how to walk. I wanted to be as productive as I could be. So I tried to keep that positive attitude with God always on my side.
Yes, sir.
And I'm truly blessed by Him. And I want to just check, are you the office that's opening up right beside South and Pond with Tony Franks?
I am, yes, sir.
All right. Well, as he's one of my prayer warriors that helped me get through all my injuries. And you're in a great location. You have a fabulous landlord, and I'm looking forward. You're actually in my neighborhood. We're just 3 miles over the exit 18 bridge.
Okay.
I look forward to stopping in and checking out your medical group, and I just thank you for getting on the community radio and letting us know about you.
Absolutely, yes, sir. I appreciate you calling in.
I'll drop off and take the call off the air. Take care. God bless you.
Thanks, sir. Same to you. So this might help a little bit. This is an example. Now, I know. Don't get me wrong, I'm all about conservative care, so I'm not pushing any kind of pill if you don't have to take one, but for example's sake, this may help. This may be simple to understand. So think of a word like as placebo. I'm not sure if you've heard that word before or if you know what it means, but what placebo means...
A pill that really doesn't do anything.
There we go. Here comes the example. Exactly. So think of two groups of people. Both groups of people have the same condition. Okay, and you can apply specific conditions to this and specific pills, and this has been done in research, but for simplicity's sake, I'm just going to call it a condition. So two different groups of people, both groups of people have the exact same condition, okay? Both groups of people are given a pill, and they are told that this pill is going to help them with their condition. One of the groups of people is actually given a pill with some type of medicine in it that has been shown to truly help the condition, right? The other group of people are given sugar pills. They do nothing, right? But still, and yet, a certain percentage of that group of people who were given the sugar pill will still improve in that specific condition because they believe that, and they were told, they expect whatever treatment that is to give them benefit, right? Now, that's not to say that you can just think away a broken bone, right, or think away a torn ligament or any kind of injury like that. But what it is showing us and what studies have been showing us for quite a while now is that there is more than just the physical, and the psychological has a great impact on not only the development and the present state of an injury, but also the prognosis of healing. So
I definitely believe that.
Yes, absolutely. So that's the bio, right? Biology, psychology, and we have one more, and that's just the socio-environmental factors, right? And what that really mainly boils down to is your support system. So support group dynamics, things like what's the interaction between your family, your friends, your significant others, and how do they support you in whatever condition, injury, anything like that you may have, and what type of support do you have outside of yourself? And what we've seen is that plays just as significant of a role as your own psychological outlook on whatever condition that might be, right? So we're going to wrap it up. I probably went through that a little too fast, but biopsychosocial model of health, you can also think of it as holistic healthcare. And that's what you've seen. What we've seen, too, is that the general public is pursuing that. outside of just medical or healthcare professionals. There are plenty of us that love the biopsychosocial model of health, holistic healthcare, but what we're seeing is that the general public, the community, people as a whole, are pursuing this form of healthcare, whether they know that they are or not, because they know that their mindset and their thinking has an impact on what they're going through, right? And so the traditional biomedical model, only physical, only biology, and that is a big part, but it's not everything. So the biopsychosocial model also takes into account the psychology and the socio-environmental dynamics or factors that contribute to not only the development, like I said, the development of an injury or a condition or anything like that, but also the prognosis and the outcome and the healing time of a condition, specifically in my case, right, with Cairo, it would be musculoskeletal conditions, something like that. And so it should definitely be taken into account in the assessment, prevention, and the treatment plan, how you're going to attack this issue as a team, doctor-patient team, because they are a team, how you're going to attack that. It should be taken into account when you plan for something like that. I do want to also say, as we're wrapping up here, just please keep in mind that none of this is necessarily medical advice. It's just for educational purposes.
Absolutely. Fit Talk Radio, we're just giving you information, glean from it what you will.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, disclaimers here from me and Jim, for Dr. Cross. But, yeah, sorry, we're trying to put out good information for people to decide for themselves.
Definitely. And I would just say, if this sparked an interest, if this really rang with you, then and you're experiencing some type of pain or injury, I would just suggest that you reach out to a healthcare professional like the wonderful staff at Valdosta Spine and Sport Chiropractic. Like I said, we're opening up on the 24th. You can call. We're actually scheduling patients right now. You could call in and make an appointment. We do already have a handful of patients on the schedule for next week. So if you think you might want an appointment, be sure to call in. You can call at 229-262-7841. Remember, guys, that if you have better function, you have better life, and strong things are not easily broken. Ms. Maria, I really appreciate you having me back again. I'm looking forward to next month.
Well, Dr. Cross, thank you for coming and being part of, like I said, of the Fit Talk family. We're going to have to get really smart, Jim.
Well, I'm pretty sure if we hang around Dr. Cross much longer, we will.
We're going to get a lot smarter, yeah.
I knew what placebo was, so I think I'm going to go ahead and open up an office now.
I
don't work Cairo. I'm not going to compete against Jake. I can tell you that, but you know.
Now, let me tell you what Dr. Wells would tell y'all listeners. He will tell you, suck it up, Pitt. Suck it up, Pitt. That's what he tells me. Suck it up, Pitt. You know, don't matter if I'm dead or boy dying in the bed, you know. Suck it up, Pitt. He got me a Debbie Downer the other day, so that's the way he would treat y'all. So don't go to Dr. Wells. I would definitely highly recommend Dr. Not State Crop.
Bedside manner. Right?
No, his bedside manner is terrible. Terrible, ladies. So when I die, if you're looking for a good bedside manner person, don't marry him, okay? So run. Dr. Cross, I mean, it's just so great. I know exactly where you are because I love Tony and Southland Palm and his lovely wife. They're just great, great people. So me and Jim, I definitely know exactly where you are.
And we're going to go drive by this evening and take a look.
We are going to drive by and take a look and take a picture. And then I'm going to send Jim for you to crack his back. He likes that.
I hear you.
So, you know, it's just exciting that you have, I've watched you grow up, I feel like, Jake, you know, since you were a young gentleman, and just watched you blossom and grow, and, you know, you're blessed, and I'm so proud of you, and we are just so glad that you're going to be here with us on Fit Talk Radio, and I know we kind of got off a little bit, but your regular segment is going to be the first of the month, right?
Yes, ma'am.
The very first show of the month, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Jake, Dr. Crump will be here with us the first Thursday of every month.
The first Thursday
of every month. Kind of got off the beat this month because of the bad weather situation. And then, of course, last Thursday, we missed you and Lacey with our Love Connection show last week.
Yes, ma'am.
It was a great show. But we'll get y'all on the show here next time. And maybe me and Jim won't have to be on it that day. We'll bring y'all on. If he don't like talking about love on the air, he'll like keeping on his business. So that's what he told me anyway. So, well, we've had a great show. Mike, thank you for everything that you've done. You got any final words on heart health, Mr. Wells? Dr. Wells?
Well, just, you know, we went through the tips, we went through the food, so that gives us something to think about. And if you're in the Valdosta area or just about anywhere in Georgia, don't forget to pick up a copy of the Southern Muscle Guide.
That's absolutely right, Southern Muscle Guide with the publisher Rachel Payne from House of Payne. Got one more little tidbit here for you. 20% of people that are over 45 and that have had a heart attack already, this is just to give you some scare statistics, will have another heart attack in 5 years. Now, you had yours in your early 30s, but you got a hold of that cholesterol and you started doing things, Jim. But 20% of people that are over 45 will have another one once they've already had one within 5 years. And 70% of heart attack people, the risk factors can be managed. 70% of people who've had heart attacks, their risk factors can be managed. But that's changing diet, that's be quitting smoking, doing several things that they might need to be doing. And 27% of people who've had heart attacks, happen to people who have already had one. 27% of the people, you know, they will have already had a heart attack. They've had a heart attack, and then 27% of them will have another one.
Right. And
so those statistics aren't good if you're not heart healthy.
One of the things I didn't mention, you know, when I had mine, I did mention, you know, the family history and cholesterol, but also stress, and that was probably the number one factor. There was a situation. Some pressure at work, and you know, I was in the coaching business. Things weren't going well at that particular time. One of the few times that, you know, I experienced that, and I didn't handle it well. You know, we had some success, had some success with the athletic teams, but wow, it was just, and it was stress that my others were putting on me. It wasn't like you know my employers. It was coming with them. You know, when you're a coach. And you're an athlete, and Jake knows this, you're an athlete, you're a coach, you're competitive, and you want to win. And I tell you, I had to learn some things that particular season about how to handle it, because, you know, there's highs and lows in athletics and coaching, but it wasn't equal. When we win, you know, I didn't enjoy it as much as I should. I'm like, okay, we were supposed to win. That's what I expected. I expected to win. But when we lose, I would get physically sick, and I just couldn't stand it. It would just eat at me and eat at me. And you know, I think that was one of the big factors, was stress. And I was doing it myself.
Well, I'm glad I didn't know you then. I knew you then. I wasn't married to you then, so, but thank goodness we're kind of winding down here in our later years, and you're not under all that much stress. Well, thank you to our Facebook Live people. Thank you for joining us tonight, for listening in. And Dr. Frost, thank you for joining us tonight. Mike, thank you. Jim, thank you. And we'll be Facebook Live again with you next Thursday night. We're going to try to do this every Thursday. So welcome, and make sure to save your questions and answers and call us next week. And we're going to sign off now. So remember to stay in faith, always love your family, and stay fit. This is 105.9 WBGA, Fit Talk Radio.